Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has had another morning of extreme fun with the R58 with a few different coffee beans. And I've been tasting and testing different beans. First of all, Sidamo Organic Grade 2, which is a lovely, lovely, lovely coffee. Then again, tried the new blend that Fürth Café in Vienna is trying out, which is a 50-50 blend, La Perla Guatemala and Irarema Brazil, which again today played with the temperatures and it was good. I upped the temperature again just a little bit to add some milk and really brought out more of, you know, what you're used to in a coffee flavor, which was nice. But then I wasn't done with playing and I wanted to play more. And as you know, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has been away for a good 4 weeks, and before I left, I had the pleasure of assisting a session of roasting with Richard Channon at Workshop Coffee and the Cult of Doan version 10, and it was such a beautiful, beautiful blend. Again, it's a two-bean blend. It's got the 50% Finca Tamana from Colombia and 50% Paseo from Brazil, and they're both just delicious. And they take their roast quite light, and there's a lot of lovely acidity, sweetness, fruits coming out, and I kind of likened it to orange marmalade, which I'm sure it was, and I had just the tiniest bit left of that particular version 10, roasted on the 25th of January, and I just, for the kick of it, thought, why don't I pull it through the R58 as well, and I did. I was very lucky with my grind, with my dosage. I got it spot on just with one shot. And the result really, really surprised me because it was still rich in its extraction. It still kind of got this lovely mouthfeel. And I will only say that it lost a little bit of its fruitiness, a little bit of its kind of floral notes, if that's the right expression. And it was quite acidic, but still beautiful. And I'm just questioning, what is all this about really freshness of the beans? Of course, there is a lot to be said for that. But this bean and the bag was tightly closed, but it was still open. And I must say, I was really surprised because often when I get a bean that's too old, you can see that it just thins out in its extraction, especially when you use it in the espresso machine because there's a lot of pressure there being pushed. And it becomes thin. But this particular extraction was still quite rich and thick in its flow. And obviously there's not as much flavor in it, but still I would say passable. So it was quite an amazing experiment to have done. So Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is just really so excited about all these different parameters and what to do, and keep a close eye and just hone in on your taste buds. And I can't wait to visit Workshop again because they are now working on version 11 of the Cult of Doan. Richard Channon has told me that he's actually tweaking another blend. So I'll be really keen to go and pay him another visit and see what that one's like. So, thumbs up again for all this lovely, lovely coffee morning.